If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Even now, sometimes, I'll go to these classes, even though I'm a little bit more accustomed to it. They'll ask for my name, but then obviously my name is a little bit harder, so then they just never call me by my name, but everyone else is called in the class.
Right.
Oh my god, Amanda, you're doing such a good job. Mm. Taylor, keep going.
Yeah, for you, right side, second row. Keep it up. Guys, I went to a spelling bee yesterday. My first word, cock. I asked for the definition, the adhesive sealant, and I knew it because she had a rat infestation. She had a monkey infestation at her last apartment that I had to buy caulking.
Guys,
for
if you know, the you harbors. Know.
Thank you so much for coming back to another episode. Difficult-ish. Well, on this episode, we talked about a whole lot of nothing, honestly. We haven't recorded an episode in like a little bit. This is like our little, you know, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, happy post-holidays, you know, welcome back to the podcast type of episode. We're just talking about where we've been at. We've just been chilling. But, you know, we've been taking some trips. We've been having a lot of family time, having a lot of realizations of this upcoming New Year. You know, we share some of our New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions, New Year's aspirations, things we want to do more of. Like, I want to get into more hobbies. I want to support some more local businesses. I went to a spelling bee. I went to chess club. I'm outside this new year, okay? We got a lot planned for this year. We got a lot coming up for a podcast. And we hope that you stay tuned for all of it and enjoy this episode. Thank you so much for coming back to another episode. Difficult this podcast about South Asian Air. It is hosted by my wife is supposed to be right here next to me. What is your name? Introduce yourself.
My name is Mahua Khan. I know you guys might have forgotten, but yeah, I'm still
definitely,
here.
Definitely did.
I'm still here.
Definitely did.
And guess who's here to stay too? My husband, co-host. Oh, he's getting comfortable.
Yep. Marsha Munir, putting my feet up. Don't mind me. This is our home after all.
This is our home.
Yes, sir. Before we get further, like the video, subscribe to YouTube, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and before we get any further, Sorry,
but
what?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Facts.
What's the acceptable day to stop saying Happy New Year?
What?
The acceptable day
to stop
wishing. Like, you know how when
I understand the question.
They always say Happy New Year, but then it gets too much.
Because
it's like February.
Today? Today's the 9th?
It's like February at this point. Why are you still saying Happy New Year?
I think February.
But like, shouldn't it stop before that?
I think you got all of January to say it.
All of January?
All of it. Yeah.
No, that's like having a Christmas tree up all of January.
It's not the same.
It's the same. Guys, you don't get it. Let us know.
It's not the same. Sorry for being like a little MIA. Honestly, we just been chilling.
Like, we can't even say I've got to like
tell you we've been doing this and that. Yeah. No. Not a little bit. A little bit of kind of everything. We've just been chilling, man. End of the year, we were just kicking it.
No, guys. End of the year, like, we were like two blobs. We've never done this before. Like, this is very new for us. Especially, like, the last, like, what, 2 days of 2025?
Yeah.
I think we watched like 8 movies.
Yeah, no.
We've never done that. We watched so many movies where like yesterday I was looking to do something at nighttime because I wanted something in the background while I did some work. I was getting the ick from trying to find a movie because I'm like, I don't think I'm ready to get into that mindset again.
Yeah, no, we were running through those movies.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the tiredness you get from just doing... That's, like, the worst tiredness.
No, that's a good tiredness.
It's really not.
It's maybe I feel like you. The two underrated tirednesses that, like, it's a privilege. We just started getting into these, you know, as we got older.
We're new to this.
But the tiredness from the beach, from having too much that's relaxation fire. On the beach by the sun.
That's
no,
fire.
I'm saying it's underrated, though. It's underrated.
Underrated,
and
absolutely.
The second tiredness is, like... When you've just been doing nothing all day, like, you know, bro. You don't have anything to do that day, so you just get tired because it's
I disagree.
Like, really?
I disagree. The beach, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful tiredness because you are drained.
Mm-hmm.
You're drained. The sun, the sunshine, the UV, it drains
right.
the energy out of your body, you know? And one thing we won't talk about enough, just like the energy you exude when you're like fighting waves and stuff, that's mm-hmm. like full body. Like, for me, like, it's like rock climbing. Get tired from rock.
Do you get tired?
But
from
the tiredness. What? Absolutely.
Really? Okay.
But the tiredness from doing nothing. That shit ass, bro. Because then you don't sleep. Because you're just like, not really.
You know what I've been thinking
tired.
About?
Huh?
Like, you know how brown people have been told to not tan the sun.
No.
But obviously, like, that's a myth. We already know that we are gonna tan the sun as long as we're protected. We cover our skin, and we don't put ourselves at risk, right? But like. Now that I'm a little bit more paler because it's winter time.
Okay.
And I can see my veins a lot more. I don't have that glow to my skin.
That's
like,
not
you know,
true.
No, come on. Come on.
It's
true. Come on,
buddy.
Come on, don't. Okay. But,
I won't.
No, I keep thinking about how, like, you know, every few months when it is winter time, like, I need to either self-tan or find some sun.
Yeah, like, don't self-tan.
No, but the thing is, when brown people do self-tan, like, it's very kind of coveted. Like, it's like underground secret.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, brown people don't really self-tan. We were told not to self-tan. Like, we're already brown. Like, you know, why do we self-tan?
What's the
but
underground
it adds
secret?
Some, like, it adds some dimension to your face and your body.
Self-tanning? Or
self-tanning.
Just tanning in general?
I mean, self-tanning.
Self-tanning?
Like, with, like, you know, going into a tanning bed or, like, doing the bronze
Are
stick.
You interested in this?
I'm saying I might be interested.
Oh.
You know what I've seen? Like, for a high-maintenance routine to be low-maintenance, someone puts tanning oil or tanning color lotion. I don't even know what it is. It's a white person term. They put it, like, on their cheekbones and, like, around their face, like, where you would put bronzer. And then they wash it off after a couple hours. So it gives, like, this natural bronzy warmth. You understand? But yeah, anyway.
I'm on board.
So yeah, the last few days of 2025, we really did nothing but just like watch multiple movies. We watched Midsommar. Like, we watched some classics to really get that over with. Midsommar was one of them.
Just to pause you real quick. There's something going on outside. If you guys hear that, I hope you don't.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know,
it
but
looks like
their shit should
like
be over
like
by now.
It's like for fucking, like, you know, Eid when they like... Or when you go to like when you go to Hapna Bazaar and go to the meat section, bro.
Don't
it sounds like
it.
They're fucking whatever.
Don't say it.
Midsommar.
Yeah, we watched Midsommar because it's like a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a classic. It's pretty new, but a lot of people talk about it and rave about it.
Yeah.
We watched it. We hated it.
Yeah, I hung out with my friend Carol yesterday. She loves it. It's like one of her
Why?
Favorite movies. She just says it's like it's just so stupid. And it's like it's one of those movies that, like, there's deeper meaning to it, but it's also just, like, a... Because I feel like, she said, like, a lot of cult movies sometimes are, like, a little too, like, political or, like, a little too, like, a little too unrealistic.
Mm.
But she liked that this movie, like, still obviously, like, unrealistic, but, like, kind of like real-ish. Mm-hmm. It was like if it balanced. It was like a fine line between like. Sorry if no one's watched it before, but you know, like I would recommend it. Try it out. It's one of those movies that like you just like you never need to watch again.
I think, you know? If you're on psychedelics or if you're high, that's the movie for you because it's very trippy. But it's just like it's so artsy, and I'll give it that. It's very scenic. But I just feel like the plot is, like, there's a plot. There's definitely a plot. It's just not my vibe. Mm. That's why I didn't like it.
You know what was my vibe?
What?
Marty Supreme.
Yeah, we watched Marty Supreme. I watched Fire, two that boy movies Timmy. In theaters in 1 month. Mm. That was, like, I didn't even do that back in the day when I used to go to the movies more frequently before all the streaming stuff. But I watched Wicked 2. Amazing. Loved it. Did a little solo date there. And then we watched Marty Supreme, and we really liked that, too.
Yeah.
Marty
Supreme was fire. We watched Marty Supreme right after we went to a core power class.
You hated the core power class, be honest.
I hate core power. I felt like I was in Midsummer. Like I just felt like I was in a cult in a alternate universe.
He said that he looked up and looked himself in the mirror and he said that all the white girls were like staring at him.
That's
like,
literally
okay,
how I
that's
felt.
Just you in your own head.
No, on God, I looked at myself in the mirror, you know, eight times, and every time there was somebody else just
I'll be honest with you.
Dead staring at me.
These workout classes, especially in New York City, like core power, solid core, there aren't many people of color. There isn't much diversity yet, right? Mm. Especially in the beginning when I started going a couple of years ago, I felt so out of place where I was just like, oh, I'm the odd one out. You know, everyone kind of looks the same with what they're wearing. They're just like vibe, the hair, whatever. And then even now, sometimes I'll go to these classes, even though I'm a little bit more accustomed to it. And I'm kind of just like, why am I here? You know? And then what really gets me, because I'm a little bit more used to it now, so it doesn't affect me as much because I'm like, okay, I've made my place here. But what really gets to me is when like they'll ask for my name. But then obviously my name is a little bit harder. So then they just never call me by my name. But everyone else is called in the class.
Right.
They're getting like the positive affirmations. They're getting, you know, getting told like, oh my God, Amanda, you're doing such a good job. Mm. Taylor, keep going.
Yeah, for you. Right side, second row. Keep it up. I heard some of that.
No,
I heard some
literally
of
that.
I heard some of that. I heard some of that.
I'm like, you're not creative, buddy. You're not creative.
Nah, I felt like I was in a simulation. Yeah. Never again. But you know, and then she got mad at me for not enjoying it. I was like, I gotta keep it a buck. I gotta be honest. It's not for me. I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm from OBT Sand Lake.
Here no, I feel like Orlando, Florida has it too, buddy.
Not my part. Not my part.
Not in your part.
Not my part.
But, like, we watched Marty Supreme in theaters after, and that was really nice. He had to go pee twice during the movies, and not even, like,
it was like a
10-minute interval during, like, a very crucial part of the movie. I was like, you don't even have a drink in your hand. Oh, you did have your iced coffee.
I had my coffee.
You had your iced coffee.
I was quick,
like,
though, right?
Huh?
I was quick, though, right?
You were quick, but then quick. I'm like, you have to have like a bladder problem or something.
I don't have a bladder problem.
I don't have a bladder problem. But no,
I stay hydrated.
But you know what I really liked in those days?
What?
Because not only did we go to the movies and like feel like we're in like the early 2000s again.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, there's something really nice about like going to an in-person theater and like watching a movie and connecting with other people who also watch the movie.
Yeah.
But then after that, we went to the Catskills.
Mm.
And then we had this Airbnb at the Catskills, all in the mountains, snowy, so cozy, felt like a grandma's home. She didn't have any streaming services.
None.
I don't even think she knows what that means.
Mm-mm.
She had this old TV with a DVD player.
DVD player.
Guys, we used a DVD player. I don't even know when the last time I used a DVD player was. I'll let you guys think for a second when the last time for you was.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And we watched Forrest Gump, and it was just so nice to...
Fire.
Like, even the startup screen of the movie...
Yeah, it was different.
Play. What was it? It was, like, ending credits.
Settings. There's no... It's just the volume.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, yeah, that was a good time.
Two remotes, one for the DVD, one for the TV.
What you know about that? She had a lot of movies,
just
too.
Just had to be there.
She had a lot of movies, too. Great time. We were in the Catskills. You know, first time I was involved in an abundance of snow.
Yeah,
so
Florida
snow.
Boy was not used to that.
Eight
one.
Inches, 9 inches.
It
might have been 12.
That. No, it was more than that.
Nah, I don't more than that. Really.
It was more than 12.
Nah, I know.
No, it's so funny because, like, Mishun's not used to snow at all. So when I keep warning him every single time, like, hey, it's going to be snowy up there. It's going to be a little bit harder to drive because the roads might be icy because we took my car.
Can't be that bad.
He just, like, didn't believe me. So, no. And he doesn't even own a pair of boots like that. He owns, like, Timberlands, but not, like, actual snow boots. And no. So we went upstate. It was obviously snow everywhere, like, deep snow, because it's, like, huge properties that they don't clean. They don't shovel like that. It's not, like, a metropolitan city.
There was a lot.
And outside of the window, I see Mishun going down this hill. He's trying to get to the bottom of the hill because there's a pond that he's trying to get to that's on the property. And I can see that he's trying to get there because it's icy. I know he wants to get his little pictures and, you know, do his little pondering as he does. And from the window, I see he's struggling. He can't get far.
I was struggling. I was going so slow. I was slipping and sliding.
He's not even, like, walking. He's, like, trailing. He's, like, sliding his feet along the snow.
Yeah.
Because he can't get it.
Imagine a penguin.
And, like, yeah, imagine a penguin. And then he comes back. He was like, I got as far as I could. It wasn't even halfway down the hill.
I got 60% of the way down.
And I see his feet in the bottom of his pants. It's drenched in snow.
Yeah.
He has hypothermia at this point.
I was freezing.
And I'm like, it can't be that bad. So then I get mad and I pull on my jacket and I pull on my boots. I'm like, come with me. And then I pull him all the way to the bottom of the snow. And he's like, how are you doing that?
You went so quick. Yeah. I don't know how. You weren't scared of, like, slipping and sliding? I was terrified.
No.
You know what I was thinking the whole time? I was like, if I slip too hard, like, I'm going to get stuck. And, like, I'm not going to be able to, like, call for help or nothing.
I'm right there.
Because we're in the Catskills. You know, there's no one out there. But no, you know, I'm just not built for any of that.
You weren't wearing the right shoes. You were wearing kind of, like, slippery
sneakers. I was wearing smooth running shoes. I was literally ice skating, like, on top of it. Nah, you know, it's not me, you know. Like, I wouldn't throw you into the swamp and, you know, ask you to survive.
Okay,
like,
so he keeps connecting, you know, it, like, back to that. Like, oh, the fact that you know so much about snow, it's like, is like me knowing so much about swamps. Like, what if I threw you into a swamp?
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
Like, why would anyone ever want to be thrown into a swamp, even if you are from Florida?
Yeah, all right, not a swamp. You know, like a little lake or something, you know, like a little lake, you know, some algae on the floor. You'd be terrified. Yeah. It's just, nah, so, you know, but all in all, great trip. You know, really had a nice, proper start to the year.
Yeah.
You know, usually
people
do those trips at the end of the year, but, you know, we did it in the beginning of the year to, you know, have a welcoming kind of, like, nice, warm entrance into the new year.
Yeah.
So we did that. And yeah, now
I think I want it to be like an annual thing.
Yeah. We should.
Because I've noticed, obviously, a lot of people slow down in December around holiday time because it's Christmas, things are closed.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are also in, like, hosting mode because people who do celebrate Christmas, they're either, like, going to their parents' home, and it sometimes might be draining because you're going back to your hometown and staying with them and leaving, like, the town you might live in now, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think in January, booking a vacation, not only is it cheaper, it's, like, It is cheaper than December. Think about it.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Atlanta during, like, peak.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking about, like, the actual, like, rental of the space. But
yeah. But I feel like usually in January it's a little bit cheaper. And, like, most people are still a little slowed down.
Yeah.
Because they want to get ahead in the new year. But they, like, physically can't yet because they just ended the last year in, like, rest and restoration. But I think for January I want to, like, have a little bit, like, slower starts instead of just, like, getting right into it, you know? Yeah,
well said.
Yeah, I really liked it.
That's pretty good. I had
but
a great
next time we gotta ski.
Why is skiing so expensive, guys? I have some New Year's resolutions that maybe we can talk about.
Yeah, let's get
for
into
me.
It
not like resolutions, just like things I want to do more of this year, you understand?
Yeah.
The first, it's just new hobbies.
Yeah.
New hobbies.
Like what?
Guys, I went to a spelling bee yesterday, and I had so much more fun than I would have ever imagined. I had such a great time. I followed this bar. They did a spelling bee. I thought it'd be like 10 people. Why was there 126 people over there? There were so many people there.
People.
It was an adult spelling bee. Free. You just had to buy a beverage. So essentially free. I had such a good time. Me thinking I was going to get out in the first round. My word was going to be building.
Why'd you think you were gonna get out in the first round? You're a poet, you know how to spell words.
Nah, but like I see too many TikToks of like real advanced words. I didn't like think about the fact that like they're obviously gonna start off easier. I thought they just went straight into it because it's adult spelling bee. So I'm thinking,
but they sometimes just adults are dumber than kids. Think about it.
That's deep.
Think about it.
That's deep, my boy. Nah, first word. My first word, cock. Get your head out the gutter.
Get your head out the gutter.
I asked for the definition. They said, you know, the adhesive sealant that you use to like close. I was like, I know what this is. And I knew it because she had a rat infestation. She had a monkey infestation at her last apartment that I had to buy caulking for.
Guys, if you know, you know. In the studio apartment that I stayed in Elmer's, my last apartment. Goddamn.
Bro, these cockroaches were the size of dogs, bro.
Bro, and New York City is genuinely no joke.
No, it's not New York City, bro. It was just, you got a zoo of an apartment. Why go to the Bronx Zoo?
I remember your godsister came over to my apartment and she roasted. She
she wanted to kill you.
She genuinely did. Yeah. She was like, Mo, this is not okay. And she was like, you cannot let this happen. And then right after that, I went to my cock. But that didn't help the problem.
She got so embarrassed. She was just mute for the rest of the night. She was speechless. She was like, sorry. Nah, so I had to buy caulking. So the whole time, I have a video. I'm just staring up into the sky. I'm just like, what did it say on the label? How was it spelled? I thought there was an H in it or something. I got it right. C-A-U-L-K. Easy peasy. Easy peasy.
L is silent. I told them, I was like, there's no H because you're thinking about chalk, not cock.
Did you know that was the spelling? Be honest.
Yes.
Be honest.
Yes.
C-A-L-U-K.
Yes, I know how to spell that. Cocking.
All right, I'm not saying put in a sentence for me. Second word, cerulean.
That's a hard one.
Cerulean.
That's a hard
one. I was a little caught off guard. Obviously, I got it right. You know, poet, colors, I understand.
Spell it.
Like, huh?
Spell it.
C-E-R-U-L-E-A-N. Easy peasy.
Nice.
Easy peasy.
Good.
Third world.
Third world.
Third world. That's what I felt like.
Let's learn our
I felt
word.
Like a fucking immigrant for this third word. What was it? I forgot how to say it.
A syphilis.
Attempt to spell a syphilis.
Well, first, what
you're
was the
not
sentence
get close.
Of the definition?
Huh?
What was the sentence?
The definition is not having a head.
Okay.
Not having a head.
Okay.
He said so I asked for a sentence. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I honestly asked for a sentence. just to stall.
Hear it again.
No, just to stall. No, he said the word, and I was like, I don't know. So I started asking questions, just to stall. Just be like, do I have any remembrance of ever seeing this word ever in my life? I got it so wrong. I had a jolly, jolly time.
I told him that if they had like a telephone option, like, oh, can I telephone someone for this answer?
Yeah.
If he had called me, I would have just.
What?
I would have searched up the answer and given it to him right
you
away.
You want? I can be honest.
Tell me. Be honest.
On a list of people I would call, like.
It wouldn't be me. It would be Thomas.
In that moment, it would be like my best friend Soham.
Think he would be able to spell that?
Yeah. So I'm fucking smart, man. So if I told him, he would know that shit.
We'll test him.
But I bring that up to say, not that spelling is going to be like a new hobby of mine, but like just like going out and just like doing new things. Like I went to a chess club the other day. I didn't have a good time, but like I'm going to do it more often, you know, and like.
Well, he didn't have a good time because he lost. And there was four people.
There weren't that many people. I've been doing a lot of hot yoga. I take my brother-in-law and my other brother-in-law. Taking them hot yoga tomorrow.
I'm joining.
We're going rock climbing on Sunday. So just like, you know, just out here just like performing newfound activities and stuff. You know, yeah. Stay excited. Have like things to talk to. You know, potentially meet some more individuals. You know, like.
We love a man that dabbles.
Feel me? Like,
yeah,
just
have some
go
side
on
quests.
About. You know, life is short.
Right.
Especially at this ripe age. Of ours.
Why not have some side quests?
Yeah. That's it. And I think overall, just like having the mentality that like it doesn't have to be anything deeper than just like some enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Am I trying to be the next Spelling Bee World Championship?
No.
You think I can?
I think you can. Don't lie. I saw your face light up when you were on stage. When you had the mic in your hand giving those answers.
Yeah, cerulean felt good. No, cock felt good. Cock felt good.
That felt good. That felt good.
Get your head out the gutter.
That's good.
That's good. Another one. Public speaking.
Oh, that's public a good speaking. One.
I think public speaking.
Let's start practicing now.
Think public speaking is slept on.
Mm.
I think one, it's really fun once you get over the nerves.
Yeah.
And they like anxiety and whatnot. It is really fun. Especially.
Do you imagine everyone in the audience like in their underwear?
Boy, who made that idea?
I don't know.
What in the world?
I don't know.
Now I'm fucking next point, bro. Like I lost my whole entire train of thought.
You're saying
it's fun.
Yeah.
Especially when like you got like a fire personality like me. Like it's so much fun. Fire. Like especially when you have a outstanding personality like myself. And it also just like it helps like grow your confidence, you know? Like it's so funny. It helps grow your confidence. What's so funny? Cause like I think that's one thing that like I've realized like over like the last couple months is like confidence is cool.
That's true.
You know, like
that's true.
It's a very like warm, welcoming feeling knowing that like you like knowing within yourself that you are capable of like doing something that maybe like a lot of people aren't able to do, like the public speaking. You know, like I've done like poetry like for years and I've always spoken into a mic, so I've always enjoyed kind of like being on stage and having
like you're a natural.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still like get those nerves and whatnot. I was so nervous for the spelling bee. I was more nervous. I've performed in front of hundreds of people doing spoken word. I've never
been prepared.
Huh?
You're not prepared for it.
The unknowingness.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Try.
I feel like even when I do panels and like events on stage, if I don't know the questions beforehand, it's a little bit more nerve wracking because I can't prepare. But
yeah, that
it's
must
so
suck.
Interesting because I was thinking about this the other day. Where like in high school, we had a public speaking class. Hell no, I was not gonna do that. Mm-hmm. I was not gonna do that because apparently one of the projects that we had to do if you took that class, it was an elective. It's like you have to memorize, like, Abraham Lincoln's speech or something like that. Like, one of those, speeches.
Yeah, fire.
And I was like, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to do that. Because okay. I think, like, memorization is different than public speaking. Like, public speaking is obviously nerve-wracking, but then adding that memorization factor is, like, a whole other level. So, like, anything related to me being in front of the class or just being more vocal, I was not... for and I was also not the type of person to like raise my hand or like ask questions. I would just kind of like figure it out.
So you're just taking up space in the class.
I was just taking up space, buddy. You didn't even go to class, buddy.
Zero participation.
You barely even passed the class. I think about how now, like, I'm very interested in, you know, doing these panels on stage and figuring out how to take up more space and like being more vocal as a woman, negotiating, being more direct. And it's just so interesting because I feel like a lot of people, like my friend Shahir, especially the owner of Pio Chai, he has always been the type of person to take those like Model UN, like government classes. And he's had like those leadership roles where from like elementary to high school, you can tell that he would always be someone like in the direct light, like that. But for me, I feel like it's the opposite. Like, anyone who knew me back in high school wouldn't really think this of me now, you know? But that's to say that, like, anyone can change.
What do you like about it, though? Like, what is it?
Of being on stage?
Yeah.
I think it's because I think I have experiences that can talk to a lot of people. And the more I've built this, like... quality of mine where I feel like there is value in what I have to say, like it's kind of a confidence thing where I know that what I have to say has value to it, and I feel like my purpose in life is to like help people regardless of whether what I'm saying is 100% like perfect or like professional. Like I'm never in a position where I'm like, okay, this is the like direct person that you should be referring to for every single thing. But I think since it's so like authentic and like a part of my journey,
yeah,
and it's like the ugly parts too, I am fine with sharing that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like never position myself as like a perfect person who did everything the right way, but I think it has a lot of value to show people the other side of it too, you know? Yeah.
Well,
but I think it's just, it's like having the passion behind it.
Well said,
like
buddy.
That one, buddy.
Well
thanks,
said, buddy.
Buddy.
Shout out to you, shout
thanks,
out to you,
buddy.
Y'all, Mr. Panel, she went brazy.
You think
she had a jolly, jolly time? I was out there, security.
No, genuinely, like for
security,
my panel, I did it last month at Pio Chai, and that was such a great way to like end my work part of the year, and. Mashun was helping me so much for that day, especially where like
I was.
He cooked everything for that entire day because he knew I was stressed and I had just so
I
much
did.
To do. And then he helped me like pack. He ironed all of the clothing that
ironed
I was selling.
Everything. Had to.
And then he packeted it. Then he like counted out the inventory, and we carried this huge box. He took apart my clothing rack that you see behind me to take with us, and. Then he was security at the event.
I was security.
And it's
I did
so
a
cute.
Bad job, though.
Why?
I let so many people in.
Yeah. We're never
nah,
making
I'm joking,
him security
I'm joking,
again.
No, I'm joking.
But it's so funny because, like, in the professional pictures in the background, you can just see him, like, having a camera around his neck while also taking some photos.
Yeah.
While also, like, being literally security.
Facts.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You were wearing all black, too.
I was wearing all black, too.
Yeah.
Good I job. Have, you know, let's not forget, like, I was, like, I had, like, my own, like, little set of fans and whatnot. You
oh,
know,
yeah?
Oh, difficult, it's difficult.
No, it was
yeah,
nice.
That's me, yeah, that's me, that's
it
me.
It was nice, it was
yeah.
nice.
Yeah. No, that was a good time. Let's see, I got some more.
You know something that I want to do more of this year?
Yeah, what?
Travel.
Damn.
Yeah, I feel
you
like,
know what?
What?
You know what's crazy?
Tell me.
I'm not thinking about traveling this year.
Really?
Like, I'm sure it'll happen, like, whatnot here there, but, like.
Yeah, I'm taking
I'm travels. Not, like, that's not.
And that's fine.
That, but that's,
that's,
nah, go
but
on,
that's
go
different too for you.
Yeah,
you're
different.
Usually such a traveler.
I think because this is the year where I'm just like
locked in.
Fuck, I got
lock in.
I'm husband now.
Yeah,
I got lock in. Yo.
You got lock in.
But no, no.
But you have other priority. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this year I want to travel, and not to say like I haven't traveled. Like I feel like I've gone to a lot of places, but I think last year the priority was on work and. Just
marriage.
I'll take a break. Well, marriage, yeah. Uh-huh. But I'll take a break after the work is done. But the work was never done, buddy. The
right.
work kept going and going. And then at that one point, I
never
was just
ending.
Like, what's the point of even doing anything?
Mm.
So I think this year I want to have like a good balance of. But then, you know, last year I saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this year I want to have a good balance of work and play.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
like sometimes I feel like I get so. Taken up by the idea that I have to finish everything on my list, which isn't a bad thing, but I think because I always prioritize work so much, my relationships kind of end up on the back burner.
Mm.
Because I don't have a traditional 9 to 5 where after 5 o'clock I can kind of just like forget about it and like end my day. If I have packages that need to come for customers for clothing and they haven't come yet, like I'm gonna be stressed out about that and trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like if I have social media posts that haven't been edited that need to be for that week and I'm going on a trip or something, like that needs to be done and the trip will be gone on, but I will try to do everything before to make sure that I don't have to stress out for the trip.
Yeah.
But because I have such a like sporadic work routine sometimes, I think it robs people the wrong way who might not understand it. Because they're not an entrepreneur themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming them because I think it is a hard thing to understand if you aren't in that position. But I think I want to be better with like balancing both sides of me, of being a family or a friend like person, but also being a business owner.
And you
creative,
will. You
know?
Will. I hear you. I hear you. I get
but it's
it.
Hard sometimes because it's like, you know, some people don't understand the duality and like how
it's a lot on your
it's
plate.
Not me like me not wanting to do something for a family or a friend family member. It's just like I am incapable of leaving this behind because it needs to be done on a Saturday.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I get it. I think it's also like, you know, the majority of people around you aren't business owners aren't entrepreneurs. You know, I think if you had that group around you, of course, they would understand it more. But you just got a bunch of Dinkelbergs around you running around.
Dinkelbergs?
Yeah.
And you?
I'm included.
You're included in the Dinkelbergs.
So where are we going? Like, what's like the...
Japan?
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Obviously, I want to. But it's kind of like... It's become like a meme.
Okay, I get it. Like Japan, also, protein, like, everything protein is a meme too. But yeah, like that doesn't stop me.
Nah, facts.
Me and you are going to go to Japan.
It's like the new Paris. It's like...
Yeah, who cares, bro?
What do you think is going to be the next like hotspot?
Like, you Mumbai? Know so crazy? I don't know if you saw this TikTok. But like for millennials, the spot for them was India.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen
like
that.
Like yoga, you know, elephants, I've seen that. Everything like boho. Me, but dream. Now for our age bracket, it's Japan.
It is Japan.
You know, and the clean girls, like everything is kind of back in related to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what the next country will be.
Silet.
Bangladesh.
Imagine.
But yeah, Japan, Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
I got some dreams. How about you?
I want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
I'll do a little bit more South America.
Maybe like a little El Salvador. Oh.
Oh.
Maybe.
I've always wanted to go to like Peru.
Mm.
Like Lima.
Yeah.
Like
Nicole went there.
Yeah. Always want to go there.
She hated climbing that mountain though.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little something that, but you know, like we'll see where the year
Let's
takes
do
us.
Do it, buddy.
See where the year takes us.
We're married
us.
Now. We can travel wherever we want. We got passports.
Passports?
Well, you know.
Well said. I got two, but we could say one. One is kind of incorporated before. But friend game nights.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even
game
mention this.
So fun,
you didn't
huh?
mention the game
yeah,
night
so
part.
I said everything about the spelling bee to say that I am going to be hosting my very first spelling bee. Clap it up. For my friends.
By the way, I gave him this idea because I saw this TikTok where like a friend group was hosting a spelling bee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told you this.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
You answered it.
Okay. So I'm gonna be hosting, and if it goes well, maybe I might make this like an actual
like a
imagine like the next difficult dish event is just a fucking spelling bee.
You don't get to meet us. You don't get to
you'll see us.
You'll
we're not talking
us,
to
but
you.
But we're clocked
we're
in.
We're hosts. We're
clocked
hosts.
In,
we're not.
Yeah.
We're not here to play.
No,
games
and the best part is that he's taking it so serious. He was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna even buy a suit.
I'm gonna buy a suit.
This man doesn't
maybe
even own a suit.
I don't have a
for
suit.
Weddings or any function but for
maybe
a
spelling
bee.
Maybe I'll just buy a tie. Just a
You're
tie.
Just gonna wear a tie?
Just t-shirt and jorts and a tie. Welcome. Snap back sideways.
But yeah, he's really excited about
so
hosting.
So yeah, you know, like game nights, like playing games. It's just fun.
And
just
guess
fun.
What? We're also hosting my brother's party. A little surprise. He's not watching this or listening to this, so I can't share. I'm not gonna share.
If I said that, she would slap me. What the hell?
But yeah, we are doing a little fun thing for him because, you know, as we get older, like, why not have more fun? Now we're adults with adult money. Like, why not still have fun? When he turned the ripe age of 27 last year, like, I also hosted a little game night for him.
Yeah.
You know, we like
time.
Ran around the park, played some games.
That was a good time.
Someone, you know, the winners got like a little like necklace, a gold medal.
Facts.
And then we took him into another game night in Atlanta. This man does not rest
Can
with the games.
Can you guys tell that?
We're a game family.
I was neglected as a child.
That's not true.
The last one, kind of obvious, but like just subtle reminder. More mom and pop restaurants over like chain spots. I feel like it's just so easy, deep, and like I'm speaking on
you
behalf
say that
of
as
myself.
You have Chipotle.
I go to Chipotle once a week, you know.
Not even.
And yeah, you know, just gotta support, you know, like it's New York City, yeah. Gentrification. These shits are popping up everywhere.
You know, honestly, this is one of my resolutions too. Like, I wanna go to more local spots.
Yeah.
You know,
because like you're spending money on food regardless, so why not give money to, you know, people
yeah.
that like really, you know, it's more impactful for them, you know.
It's cute because I was telling Mashun that I saw this one thing on TikTok shop where it was like a calendar, but it has like prompts and pictures on it of different things you can do to like stay in the present and just enjoy life again.
Yeah.
And like you have to kind of tick those off each time you do it, so it kind of like keeps you in the moment every single month of the year. and something is like, you know, try out a new local restaurant that you haven't tried. One of them is like, cook a homemade meal that you had a lot when you were growing up. Go on a 20-minute walk and like look for all colors of the rainbow flowers or whatever, you know, just like very intentional things like that to either like relieve any anxiety, but also second, just like, you know, be like really take in the area that you live in and be a community member.
I like that. I like that. We should get one.
A little collective calendar. That'd be cute.
Well said. That's all I got. You got anything?
Yeah, I have one. It's to have more fun on TikTok again with posting.
Oh.
Like, I think this might be a little bit niche, but as a creator, I'm very disciplined and routined with, like, my posts.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are, you know, just very, like, thought out and outlined and edited, and I put a lot of, like, intention and thought into it. But sometimes on TikTok, like, I want to just, like, lollygag and just, like, vent and just, like, open up the camera and just, like, talk about some random shit.
That is the place.
You know? So I've been just, like, having fun with that again.
I think you should continue doing
that. But, like, I think on an overarching theme for anyone, not even just a creator, create more than you consume. And that's not even creating videos. Just, like, art in general. You know, my brother got a goddamn drum set. That's the first step, getting a drum set, because you want to play some drums. It has not been built,
not at all.
You know,
it's been laying around collecting
dust.
It's the
new year, we gotta stop the doom scrolling, we gotta stop just comparing our lives to others and then getting anxious and then going through the whole process of doom scrolling again, and then it's the end of 2026, we're like, oh, where did all my days go, I'm getting so old. You know, I think that's the hot take. What? Everyone's like, ah, I hate getting older. Like, it's so depressing. I feel like I'm not young anymore. It's because you're not doing the things that make you young.
Ooh. I like that. I like that.
Note to end on?
I like that one. That's calm. So what's something you're going to do to, like, feel young again this year?
Like what you said, you know, do more game nights. Yeah. I want to go thrifting and hang out with friends more spontaneously and, like, have fun with fashion again and, like, travel. I feel like whenever I make money, the biggest thing for me is obviously to save, but I feel the most joyful when I have experiences. Like, those memories that I have from travel are, like, the memories that I look back on the most fondly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are, like, my top three right now.
Well said.
Thanks, buddy.
Well said. I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
Listen, that's all we got.
Yeah. Hope you liked this little kickback.
We hope episode. You did enjoy this. We apologize for being inconsistent with the podcast for our fellow listeners that tune in every week. We love you guys so much. We were just having a little rotting towards the end of the year. Yeah.
Also, transparently, like, both of us are doing a lot of other projects and side quests, as you can tell, and just a lot of things, and it's hard to sometimes prioritize everything at the same time because we do all of it on our own. So, you know, we're just two people. We just got married. We just have so many different things that we're working on, and it's hard sometimes to have all of it.
Yeah. If there's anyone listening that, like, would be interested in this, I'd be open to, like, finding someone that, like, wants to help us make clips. Because, like, it's something that, like, I dread sometimes doing. But sometimes, you know, it gets a little too hectic.
Yeah.
So, if you listen right now, you see what the clips look like. If you think you can
DM
do
us.
It. Hit us up.
DM us.
And I know it'll be a real one if, like, you know, I'm just saying it here. Like, I probably won't post about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so if anyone's listening, just, you know, hit us up, whatnot.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We got a little Bangla word of the day.
The Bangla word of the day is
Jibon. You want to say what that is?
Life.
It's so funny when, like, you know, now that we're married and we, like, go to each other's houses and stuff, like, he's been coming to, like, my mom's place, my colony's place, like, a lot, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they talk really fast in Bangla.
So fast.
Mashun will, like, you know, be nodding and, like, you know, happy, like, haha, like, laughing at the appropriate times. And I, like, ask him later, I'm like, oh, like, did you understand? He didn't understand.
Nothing. Nothing. No, like, her mom will ask me in the moment, oh, busha, busha, yeah. And she'll call me out. What's it mean then?
Yeah, why would you answer?
I don't know, yeah.
It's okay. It's like they talk so therapy. Fast, bro. It's exposure therapy.
It's like two mice just...
No, it's so different because, like, your family is a lot more, like, quiet, yeah. Softer, you know, slower.
Yeah.
Get yours. To it. Get to the point, you know?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got 10-second piece of advice?
Get some like mini lamps for your apartment. I like small little bursts of light of lighting as opposed to large scale lamps. I think it just, you know, creates more of like an ambient environment, you know. Something to think about.
Well said.
Thanks.
My one is, if you work a corporate job or you're in teaching or, you know, you work a regular job that has like PTO or days off for holidays and things like that, look at the calendar year of 2026, and look at the days off that you have and how you can really take advantage of those extra days that you can get PTO for, like those long weekends, because there's quite a lot this year.
Yeah, there's a lot this year.
Yeah.
Watch TikToks on it. They'll tell you exactly what days to take off for long weekends.
I saw an Instagram post on it.
Going. Thanks. Shout out to you, my boy. Appreciate y'all listening so much. Rate the podcast. Review the pod. Do all that. Please. And we love you, and we'll see you again soon.
We love you guys. Allah Hafiz.